It is 4:42, an update on the BBC News headlines on the way. We've got your traffic and travel news as we take you towards the weekend, and the weather forecast first. A Teesside firm is celebrating tonight after winning an award for helping young people get the skills to find work. SureTrax, based in Stockton, was awarded the Enterprise Learning Product of the Year by the Institute of Entrepreneurs and Enterprise. Tony Osborne is the founder and the managing director of SureTrax, and he's live with us in the studio right now. Hiya, Tony.
Hi, good to see you again, Neil.
Thank you so much, Neil, for coming in. Just remind us, for people who aren't aware of what you do at SureTrax, what do you do?
We've come up with a novel approach to progressing people, whether it's unemployed people or people that are in the workplace or even people that are looking to go into self-employment. We've developed a programme which is really promoting people's entrepreneurial and enterprise skills, attitudes. And what we're saying is, no matter what you're doing in life, you need to be enterprising and have those sort of skills.
Yeah.
So really what we're doing is we're proving to a learner that it's exactly the same process as taking a business, a product or a service to market than it is taking yourself to market.
Tony, if you would, give us an example or two of really what you've done in terms of individuals.
Well, typically an individual, would look at the what we call the visible jobs market, the jobs that are advertised in newspapers, on the internet. And we sort of delve a little bit deeper than that, it's a common phrase known as the hidden jobs market, but we show people how to actually access the hidden jobs market, how to research their product, which is themselves, how it fits with the market, research employers and research job roles, and actually start selling themselves and selling value to employers rather than features. I'm a hard-working, reliable, trustworthy
team. You've got to be really proactive then to do this, haven't you?
It's so what, and there's no value attached to those type of words. And, we look at the typical CV, let's call it, and it's I've got 30 years experience in the business, in the building trade. It's a big so what. What is that going to do for an employer?
Yeah.
You need to start looking at researching employers and selling value to employers, and how are you going to affect their business with them?
Could that, stand out from the market.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're down in London to collect this award. This was at the House of Lords. Yeah. Explain what the award was for.
It was for the product we've developed over the last 3 years. I met you 3 years ago. You did an interview there. We're in a very different position. I think we delivered it to probably 10 or 20 learners. Over the last 3 years, we've delivered it ourselves to around 1,200 learners across the Tees Valley. And I'd really like to thank all of those learners that were involved in actually helping us develop the product and where it is today. We've had some great success stories in there. We've been getting, depending on the client group that we've been dealing with, anywhere from 30 to 63% of them have been getting themselves into work. A big part of the program is really promoting ownership, responsibility, helping people to help themselves in a different way of thinking.
And getting that award down in the capital, it must have been a proud moment for you, was it? Yeah,
very proud, delighted. It was a great day. We're hosted by Lord Way of Shoreditch, who was one of the apparently the youngest lord in the house. We were presented the award by Tony Robinson, OBE. On behalf of the Institute of Enterprise and Entrepreneurs, I'd like to thank Alex Cunningham, who came down and spent some time with us down in the house, and he actually showed us around the Westminster. I would really
interesting insights, isn't it?
I would promote the fact that anybody who's got the chance to go down and have a look around Westminster, it's well worth it.
In terms of the award, is that the icing on the cake? Then three hard years of effort. And
I couldn't have put it better, Neil. It's a reward for everybody that's been involved with helping us develop the programme. And when I talk about stakeholders, I mean all the colleges and training organisations that are running it nationally and even internationally. We had our first Chinese learners registered about 2 months ago. But the programme now is we're not delivering the programme ourselves. We're actually rolling it out nationally. We've been doing that since February. And we've got colleges locally delivering it. We've got colleges down in London, in the north.
It's clearly north, working, north, isn't it?
Northwest,
yeah.
Sheffield, that area.
What's the plan then for the next 3 years? Because could you imagine, you know, when you started where you would be now, 3 years on?
No, I think February was a real, you know, key, let's call it, juncture for the organisation. Mm. We made a fundamental strategical change and had to adapt to what was happening in the education sector. You know, we were a subcontractor at the time, and funding was being cut by the government to the main contractor. So, you know, we had to adapt to that. So we actually started rolling it out to the main contractors, colleges, training organisations, and we're actually training their trainers, yeah, to deliver it themselves. It's now running across all of the boroughs in Tees Valley. The colleges are delivering it. Working in collaboration with Job Centre and other referral type of hosts.
Tony, I could talk for hours with you. We haven't got time, unfortunately. Congratulations on this as well. Do keep us in touch with how it's going. All right.
Thanks a lot, mate.
Thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend. I'm sure you will. Tony Osborne, the founder and managing director of Sure Tracks, based in Stockton. 4:48.